to a Sip of Slim. It's been so long. I know. It's been a while since I've been recording. But I'm back. And I'm sorry that I've been missing. I always say this, and I go missing on y'all. And I say it, and go missing on y'all. But this time, I have a legit reason. So this episode is going to be about grieving. That is why I've been gone for so long. I think it's about 2 or 3 months now since my last episode. So I'm sorry. I want to apologize, but at the same time, I don't. As a lot of you guys know, grieving is not easy. It's not always peaches and cream. So a little backstory that, Friday was the 5-year anniversary of my friend Tevin's passing. This month has been pretty hard. June is always pretty hard. And the beginning of July is pretty hard because that's around the time he was buried. So, yeah, this month has been pretty hard. I've been on very much of an emotional roller coaster. Friday was the anniversary, and it was 5 years. It's been 5 years since my friend has been gone. So, 5 years, and this month was really heartbreaking for me because in 5 years, it was the first time I've ever went to his gravesite. So I really actually took my time and actually went. And it was, it opened up a lot of wounds that I just wasn't ready for. So I was just going through that and just feeling sad and going through the motions of grieving and hurting and all those stuff. And it was a lot. It was a lot this month. So during that process of me going through it, I actually took a time out to have like a little get together with his closest friends and his mom. And we just sat there and we just had pizza. We talked about how he impacted all of us and how much we miss him and stuff like that. And just kind of gave his mom, gave his mom all the love and hugged her and tell her how much we loved her. And, you know, I made her smile and stuff like that. So this month has just been very hard, guys. I've just been, it's been hard. I mean, even you guys probably could see it on my YouTube. It was a couple of times that I've been inconsistent where it wasn't like, okay, a video every Monday and Friday, every week. It wasn't like that. Sometimes I upload on Friday. Sometimes I don't upload on Friday. Sometimes I upload on Monday. Sometimes I don't upload on Monday. So it was just a roller coaster this month for me. Because it was painful to accept that he is gone. And even though it's been 5 years, it was just so much going on. It was just so hard, just feeling like, okay, I have to accept that he's gone and just know that he's here in spirit. But for 5 years, it's just been denial. And when I finally went to go see him, it was an eye-opener. It actually opened up a lot of old wounds that I kept trying to patch up with a Band-Aid. But so it was just, I don't know, this month was a roller coaster. And I think I'm okay, but not okay. Because I feel like me accepting it is just me saying, hey, I'm over it. Like, I don't want to accept it because I don't want to feel like I'm just, okay, now I'm over it. I'm over being over my friends being gone. And I guess that's where I'm at right now. I don't know if I'm stuck between, like, okay, I'm accepting it, but at the same time, I don't want to accept it because I don't want to seem like I'm over him being gone for 5 years. Like, that's not me. So I don't know. You guys let me know. Like, the grieving process of this whole thing has been crazy for me. I've just been really in my thoughts about a lot of things and stuff like that. But last Friday was the little get together, and it was beautiful. We were just a little small, intimate, everybody close friends and stuff like that. It wasn't nothing major. We had fun, we cried, we laughed, we ate, we caught up. It was a lot of my classmates that I was really cool with in high school. We caught up, we contacted each other, we had got each other's numbers, so we stayed in contact. And we made his mom smile, gave her gifts and stuff like that, so she could feel loved and stuff. So that's what I've been, guys. I'm sorry that I've been MIA on everybody, but this episode is dedicated to Tevin. Like, I miss you, friend, and I hope that you are forgiving me. I know I've said this 10,000 times to you for the last 5 years, and I know people will be like, Jazz, he's forgiving you, stop saying that, da-da-da-da-da, but this is real life. Like, this is real life. This is what people go through. Even if you're an entrepreneur, you're human, you go through the same thing. That's where I've been in my love feelings. I've been cooped up in the house. I just go to work and I come home. At first I was just very angry because I kind of just, you know, snapped off on a couple people, but just going through this process, it's just been a roller coaster. Like, I haven't cried since Friday, but it's just been a roller coaster. I've been in my thoughts about accepting and stuff like that, and trying to move on with my healing process, and it's been hard, you know. So right now I'm just, you know, that's where I've been grieving and actually accepting the grief, because I really never got to grieve when I first heard about him passing, because I didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to accept that he was gone. Because I had just seen him 2 days before, so that even is different now, because it's like 2 days before that I seen him, and it's just like the next thing you know, he's gone. So it has been a roller coaster for me for the last month, for this month of June, and I think the beginning of July is gonna be pretty hard too. But I'm finally comfort of going to see him almost every day. I haven't seen him since Friday, so I try to go see him every chance I get and to talk to him and let him know how much he meant to me. So that's where I've been, guys. I'm sorry about missing out on this podcast. It's not that I forgot about my podcast, but it's just that when you're human and you got stuff going on, it happens, and we all have our what's name. But this podcast has helped me, you know, in a lot of ways, and I feel like this right here will help me, because I can go back and listen to it when I'm, you know, having my thoughts and in my head about a lot of things about the situation, about him being gone. But that is the update. I know that you guys are like, okay, you know, good, okay, this is why you've been gone, because usually you don't have an excuse, but this is not an excuse, it's real life. So, excuse me, it is currently like 8:00 in the morning, and I'm up recording this, but yeah, so I'm just stuck in between. Like, do I accept it and just keep going, or do I just, I don't know. It's been 5 years, and 5 years is a long time, you know. But do you really get over it? Do you not get over it, but do you really just come to a full term that they're gone? Or I don't know. I don't know how to deal with a situation like this. So that's where I've been. Before I end this podcast, I really want to just dedicate this to Tev and tell him how much I miss you, Tev, and I can't wait to see you again so we have a conversation, the conversation that I probably have with you 10,000 times every year. I really do appreciate that you gave me a chance to be your friend. I really appreciate all the good conversations. So yeah, this is for you, Tev, and I miss you, my friend, my dear, dear friend. I miss you so much. So yeah, you guys let me know, you know, what do you feel about that? Like, when you're grieving, does it feel like when you're finally accepted, does it feel like you're just like saying forget it, or do you just, you know, okay, I'm accepting that they're gone, and then, you know, what's the next thing? Like, how do you feel about that? So let me know. And yeah, make sure you guys go subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is The Pimptress, PIMPSTRESS. So make sure you go subscribe, and I am back in full action. Just had a little thing, just, you know, grieving and, you know, the mourning of my friend. So that's where I've been, and I'll see you guys next time. I'll talk to you guys next time. Thank you guys for tuning in and still tuning in for everything. I get a lot of compliments on my podcast. People listen to me, so I really do appreciate it. And for you, Tev, I love you for always and forever. And it's not a goodbye. It's a see you later. So I will talk to you guys later. Bye.